I couldn't stop looking at it. It was just so big.
There is no gray.
Just black and white.
Your ass talk entirely too much about nothing I want to hear about.
Get ready to leave the bullshit at the door.
And why you still complaining about shit that happened in the past? Motherfucker, that shit happened 25 years ago. Let that shit go, nigga. Damn.
This is the truth.
Well, who's doing the raping? Who's doing the raping?
This is Dannyland.
Well, hello there, and welcome to another edition of Dannyland. My name is Danny Chekalinski. I come to you from West Palm Beach, Florida, but my content, my thoughts, my feelings, my expressions, they are available worldwide. Thanks to the information superhighway, the World Wide Web of information, if you will. First thing that comes to mind when I listen to that open is, I don't think we need the drops that have the swear words. Yeah, I know. What has happened to me? I'm not really sure. Although I find them to be funny, I find them to be entertaining, I think it's a little bit more overkill. I think that what you and I will discuss is going to be a lot more entertaining and a lot more invigorating than sharp, biting, caustic drops. So I have that on my to-do list. All right, good. Tonight is the first Democratic debate. Now, yesterday on Fox and Friends, Donald Trump chimed in on his opinion of the debate.
What about the Democrat debate? It's going to be coming up on another network.
Yes.
There is no Donald Trump in that debate. Do you have a forecast of their kind of ratings?
I don't think they'll do great. I mean, you know, I think people are going to turn it on for a couple of minutes and then fall asleep.
Again, without picking either side, without leaning left, without leaning right, just I'm Joe Observer, okay? I observe. It's what I do. Politicians in general that talk like politicians are as exciting as watching a disconnected TV. Quite frankly, I'd rather be weaving baskets out of cooked spaghetti. Be real. I'm going to go off on a sidebar here, but this is the reason why I refuse to do radio where they have the three things you need to know, some stupid pop culture quiz, or they got some jackass on the street making a Sunday in his pants. Oh, my goodness. By the way, what's in the prize closet this morning? What's in the prize closet this morning? Let's open it up. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Look, it's a weekend staycation we gave to a client as an added value. Oh, I'm sorry. Jokes for one. What am I getting at here? Here's the bottom line. You give the listener good, entertaining content, they will listen. There's no news here. Problem is, not everybody has the talent to do it. I'm talking about the people behind the microphone. You know, I love radio stations that force an air personality to do testimonials for like a weight loss supplement. Let me explain why this is. I'm kind of letting you behind the curtain like they did on Wizard of Oz. The weight loss supplement company, is spending a ton of money on advertising, and the air personality is told what to do. Look, you want to lose weight, and I'm being honest with you here now. Cut back on sugar and fat and freaking exercise. There isn't a secret pill being hawked by somebody on the radio that's going to make you lose weight. I've said enough. Oh, by the way, I have three chicken feet in my fridge. So in Sudan, that makes me a heart surgeon. All right? Yeah. Let's move on. Oh, goodness. We've had a couple of celebrities that got arrested over the weekend. Oh, where do we begin? Actor Shia LaBeouf arrested in Austin, Texas for public intoxication. According to one witness, the 29-year-old star of Transformers was wasted on alcohol or drugs as he ran wild down 6th Street. Disobeying officers and acting out of control. Another witness told the gossip site TMZ that LaBeouf had a female friend trying to force their way into a bar even though they were denied entry. Is this not a guy screaming for help? I mean, there is There's so much alcohol in this guy's system. Heaven forbid he dies and they cremate him. It's going to take like 2 days to put out the fire. Memo to Shia LaBeouf. Perhaps you need to back off on the drinking when you start pissing green olives. All right, who else got arrested here? Oh, wait. Wiz Khalifa. The rapper, quite frankly, he may go down to history for having the most bizarre criminal record of all time. It's a couple of months after he was detained for refusing to get off a hoverboard at an airport. I think we talked about this on a past Danny Land podcast. Again, he has found himself in the wrong arm of the law. He's 28 years old. Allegedly, I can't make this up. Allegedly caught with his pants down, literally, in Pittsburgh, with police making the report that the star was urinating in public. Hey, what are you supposed to do when your first name is Wiz? The rap star Wiz Khalifa loves to whiz in public. It's what he does.
If you're the band Europe, you love a Final Countdown. It's what you do.
Wiz Khalifa. You know, I think we should all take this moment to be thankful that his parents didn't give him the first name of shit. Huh? All right. Oh, the trifecta. Charlie Sheen basically overstayed his welcome at a bar in the OC. This happened on Saturday, taken out in a headlock. He had gone fishing during the day. Then he came back to what seemed like a safe ground. This is a place called Hennessy's Tavern in Dana Point. One shot turned into two, turned into five. We're talking about Charlie Sheen here. You know how this ends. You know, 4 or 5 hours later, he's pretty much unable to see. I'm friendly enough, don't get me wrong, taking pictures with a bunch of admiring fans, but evidently this woman tried to shoot a video of him on her cell phone, and this was without permission. For some reason, Charlie didn't... Do we need a reason? Charlie didn't like it. So he slapped the cell phone out of her hand. He damaged it. The bouncer then did what, you know, bouncers do. He put Charlie in a WWE hold, removed him from the premises, and somebody did, of course, get that on their cell phone. But it doesn't end here. Charlie insisted on meeting the guy who, you know, put him in this headlock. So you would think a fracas would ensue, right? Well, you're wrong. They just shook hands, said goodnight. Charlie's driver took him home, and that's pretty much the end of the story. Which leads me to this question. Okay, ponder this, if you will. Who do you think is going to live longer? Keith Richards or Charlie Sheen? Yeah. I would suggest that if you ever see Charlie Sheen in a restaurant and you want to send a drink over, it would be embalming fluid on the rocks. That's just me. Let's move on to the view. Oh, dear God. I paused. I'm looking for my Xanax. Not here. All right. I'm trying to get through this here. I have a blood pressure machine if needed. Last Thursday, the ladies on the view, I use that term loosely. I mean, is it just me, or does Whoopi Goldberg look like a pug trying to crawl its way out from a blanket on the sofa? Goofy looking lady. The ladies were discussing how Americans make racist assumptions about people with Africanized names. Raven Simone, one of the ladies on The View, she admitted that she would do it too. She made a comment that a lot of people thought that, and she, again, the backlash on her comment was off the chain, as they say, including her own father. He wrote on Facebook, he said he and his mother love her even if she says dumb things. Here's the comment that got Raven Simone in so much trouble.
I am very discriminatory against words like the ones that they were saying in those names. I'm not about to hire you if your name is Watermelon Andrea. It's just not going to happen. I'm not going to hire you. No, is that me?
Watermelon Andrea? Really? All right, put yourself in the position of somebody that's, maybe you are in charge of hiring people, or you have hired somebody before. You're looking at resumes, and you come across one that says Watermelon Andrea. It's the first thing you see at the top of the resume. Are you going to read the rest of the resume? Well, maybe you might, all right? And yeah, definitely you should. But Watermelon Andrea is, I'm not trying to be politically incorrect. And if I am being politically incorrect, I'm sorry. I'm being honest and I'm being real. And I think that Raven Simone was being real as well. And then all the backlash came because everybody was so offended. You know what? If you're offended, that's your problem. Okay? You need to deal with it because political correctness really is a waste of time. Tough shit. How about that if you are offended by that? You know? Deal with it. And I think the only reason that Raven Simone apologized is because, you know, she wanted to quell the uproar. Not really sorry. She's sorry about the reaction. Huh. That's me. Huh. anyhow. Oh, speaking of political correctness, I love this clip. CNN's Wolf Blitzer was quizzing Republican presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson on the tweet from Rupert Murdoch that he being Dr. Ben Carson, would be a, I quote now, real black president. And Blitzer demanded to know if Carson himself believes President Obama is a real black president. Dr. Carson replied, Obama is indeed black and the president. Well, actually, here is Dr. Carson's response.
You believe the president is a real black president, though, right?
I wouldn't even get into such a conversation.
Which is a simple question. Is President Obama a real black president?
Well, he's the president and he's black.
So he's a real black president.
Again, you know, we're dealing with semantics. As you know, I'm the last person who wants to play around with semantics and political correctness.
Now, people, what this is an example of is a stupid media trying to start a firestorm and create something that isn't there. Good news and bad news right now for Wolf Blitzer. First of all, the good news. It belongs to me. I happen to have OCD. I don't forget anything you say. I don't forget any screw-up you make. In fact, I make sure that I store it. I store it on my computer. Now the bad news for Wolf Blitzer. It was basically the good news I shared with you about me. All right? Let's do the same line of questioning to Wolf Blitzer and what he said about victims of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. Listen to this clip.
So many of these people, almost all of them that we see, are so poor and they are so black.
Oh my. What do we have here? They are so poor and they are so black, according to Wolf Blitzer of CNN. Isn't that parallel to saying, oh, they're so poor and so full of Popeye's chicken? They are so poor, yet such good basketball players. All right, one more time. Let's go back to the question Wolf Blitzer asked Dr. Ben Carson.
You believe the president is a real black president, though, right?
I'm sorry. I just cannot get enough of this because it is. Let me take the Wolf Blitzer line of questioning of Dr. Ben Carson and let me apply it to the New Orleans situation with Hurricane Katrina. Okay, here we go. Let me think. Do you believe these victims are real lovers of watermelon? Do you believe these victims are real lovers of not being on time? Of course, I'm illustrating the absurd by being absurd. Let us move on, shall we? Let's talk about Justin Bieber's penis. I can't make this up, really. Dear Lord Jesus, I praise to you, God. Thank you for giving me a second chance. Thank you for allowing me to share with others my gift that you have given me, the ability to write, the ability to speak, and I promise that I will give 150% at all times. But you don't have to take a baseball, put it on a tee, and hand me a bat. This is too easy. Justin Bieber's dealer dad apparently has taken to Twitter to comment on his son's penis. The tweet that his own father sent reads, at Justin Bieber, what do you feed that thing? Hashtag proud daddy. Now, we're assuming this is a response to a full frontal photo of Justin Bieber while the singer was on vacation in Bora Bora. What do you feed that thing? Like it was purchased at a reptile store? Again, I'm not sure how you were raised, but my father never made observations about my wang like he was observing a painting in an art museum. Are we to assume that his father, I'm talking about Justin Bieber right now, are we to assume that his father does take the time to feed his own penis? And then I follow that question up with, is that the purpose of the creation and existence of the spork? Humor me this. If Justin Bieber calls his father and it goes directly to voicemail, does he assume his father is busy feeding his penis? Like I always say, we are slowly near the end of civilization. If you have not picked up a Bible, now is probably the time to do so. Go to confession. And if you're not a Catholic, it doesn't matter. Just repent your sins. Save your soul. The time of reckoning is coming very, very soon. Let's move on to the poor 22-year-old from Austintown, Ohio, who called 911 earlier this month to say that he was too high, later found by police surrounded by Doritos and cookies. Let me say that again. Later found by police surrounded by Doritos and cookies. Unfortunately for this young man, his darkest hour has been made public. The 911 call explaining that he was too high, that he can't feel anything, was made public. Obviously, we're going to listen to this right now, and we're going to laugh and make fun of it. Here we go.
And what's the problem?
I'm too high.
You're too high?
Yeah.
What'd you take?
I can't feel anything.
You're what?
I can't feel anything.
Okay, what did you take?
Weed.
Weed?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone there with you?
Yeah, they don't know.
Okay, how old are you?
22.
Are they going to be able to answer the door for us?
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew, we'll send an ambulance right over to check you out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Anyone out there that believes that weed makes you violent, will you please remember this audio clip that we just played? This is a man that was basically wrestling a pile of Doritos and cookies. If I was paralyzed for the evening in a pile of Doritos and cookies, I would not be calling 911. I would not be calling anybody. I would be eating. I would be chewing. I would be swallowing. Keep in mind, marijuana is legal in 22 states in this country. There are a lot of people that are serving time for selling the aforementioned marijuana in these particular states where it is now legal. And you know what they get for lunch? They get a bologna sandwich. They get the mustard, and the mustard's in the pack, and it's stuck in the middle of the bun. And they get like a frozen juice. They don't get any Doritos and cookies. For the sake of Doritos and cookies, people, we need to make sure that the law against marijuana possession and productivity, it needs to go away. I'm not going to go into a filibuster here, but here's the bottom line, okay? The reason why the government does not want marijuana to be legal is for one reason and one reason only. It's because of the lobbyists and the pharmaceutical companies. It all has to do with money. I have spoken with many respective psychiatrists, people that are in charge of, addiction wings of an entire hospital. I don't want to go into great detail because I don't want to reveal my source. But let me tell you something, okay? And these are people that have spent numerous hours, you know, working with addicts and working with people that need medication. And marijuana is, it's like anything. It's good in moderation. It's good when it's monitored by a doctor. There is a definite medicinal need for this drug. But the reason why the pharmaceutical companies and the lobbyists don't want you to do it is, guess what? It produces a seed. So what does that mean? That means you can grow it in your backyard like a frickin' tomato. Deep breath. Okay. I went under a heart procedure, 8 days ago. I need to remain calm. Let's move on.
It's too high.
All right, I got one more thing for you cats. It happens to be a local story, too. Course. According to WPBF-TV, after Katie Gatos had debris mistakenly blown in her eye by a man using a leaf blower. Again, I live in West Palm Beach, Florida. Okay. The majority of people, let's not make a sweeping generalization, folks, please, but the majority of the people that operate these leaf blowers, these machines that happen to tend to lawn maintenance, they are not able to speak English, we'll say. And we'll leave it at that. Anyhow, this young lady, Katie Gatos, had debris mistakenly blown into her eye by a man using a leaf blower. She asked him to retrieve her eye drops from her purse. I'm reading from the TV website page. The unidentified man found what he thought was a bottle of Visine and offered to pour it into Gatos' eye. Oh, excuse me. The word is disaster. Show me disaster. Ding, ding, number one. Can you not see this coming? Anyhow. Of course, a TV talking head had to come out and cover the breaking news story. Let's go to that cut.
And your eye is actually glued shut. Can you show us one more time what you're talking about? Oh, my gosh, that looks so painful. I can tell you're in pain. So you don't know where to turn at this point. Have you thought about going back to the emergency room?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you going to do
probably it? Probably the hospital tonight.
Yeah, I think you need some treatment.
Did I just hear that? I can tell you're in pain, but we're on freaking TV. Would you mind showing us your glued eye? How about this from the TV talking head? I think you need some treatment. Oh, well, how about that? Not only a TV reporter, but also an ophthalmologist. I love it. Multitasking. Ladies, look, I know you carry very strange and unique things in your purses. Let's see, ball peen hammer, super glue, Visine. Let's see, what else do I have here? TV rope. Wait a minute. Visine and super glue? I'm so sorry that I have to help this woman, but I believe it is my responsibility to step up and throw out a little bit of common sense. Thrown out. Here you go. Look, go to the ER. They'll admit you. They'll place you in the dumbass room. You'll be fine. Oh, my goodness. Where's the time going? Like opening the last gift on Christmas Day, all good things must come to an end. And that applies to this edition of Danny Land on Podcast. Facebook friend, please join the army, as they would say, with bad radio. You can find me on Facebook at Radio Danny. Twitter, let's tweet. It's Danny Check. Danny, all one word. C like in Charlie, Z like in Zebra, EK. So there you go. And we'll put together another podcast. Hopefully tomorrow, because I can't wait to rip into the Democratic debate going on tonight. Above and beyond, thank you very, very, very much for listening. It means a lot to me, all right? Have a great day.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Danny Land.